The best advice I ever had about writing was given by my agent. Most importantly, it was the only piece of advice that I'd ever had. Like most of us, I'd been taught how to write, how to form each letter, how to punctuate and spell, but nobody had assumed that one day I might write for an audience. I lived on a Sheffield council estate, where girls became typists or cleaners, and where the phrase creative writing had never dared speak its name. And so, inspired by my discovery of Palgrave's golden treasury, I became a closet writer. Secreted in my tiny room, I worshipped words like magic runes, transporting me away from a bleak and often lonely childhood. I only came out as an author when my first novel was published. But before that, I had to make a visit to my agent. Her office was in a tiny alleyway off a corner of Leicester Square, into which I emerged from the London Underground, blinking and wide-eyed as a dazzled pit pony brought out for its annual works week in the sun. Gina Pollinger held court in a small room wallpapered with books by her many authors, most of which I realised with awe were my own personal favourites. Shelving was labelled alphabetically, and above each letter were piles of manuscripts, hundreds of them, awaiting her decision. And out of all these, she'd selected my story about a tearaway teenager watched over by a short-sighted guardian angel who'd mistaken him for somebody else. Mused Gina, I'm not sure the world's ready yet for guardian angels. At the moment, editors are looking more for realism. My heart sank. But it does have great possibilities. I will do everything I can. I could have fallen at her feet. What I would like you to do next is take this home and go through and leave out every unnecessary word. At the moment it's quite long, and that all adds to the price. People won't want to pay more for a book by an unknown author. Do you think you could cut it down? I would have cut off my right arm. I began my edits on the train journey back home. Every unnecessary word. And there were thousands. I could cross out and use the semicolon. I could leave out all the stuff that was there just because I'd spent so long in writing it. I could leave out all the clever metaphors and big words I'd included just to show I wasn't stupid. I was writing books for teenagers, and their attention span was limited, not because they were stupid, but because there was so much else vying for their attention. If a sentence became convoluted, or if they lost interest in a book, they would switch on the TV or pick up a computer game. Leaving out unnecessary words is more than whittling down the cost, but about respecting someone's time. And that applies to all of us. 30 years would pass before I became an RLF fellow, advising students with their writing. And the main thing I would say to them, now, this shows great possibilities, but do you think you might be able to cut it down? See if you could go through and leave out every unnecessary word.